This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. To all the wounded warriors that were in Tampa for the past 10 days, thank you for stopping by. You did a great job. We're proud of you. And also the EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And don't forget everybody working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, bulk mail centers, too. And don't forget those Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers out there, too, working the night shift. And check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more information and take advantage of the good stuff we got over there. Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is with us. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, we start out the program with a breaking news story that's developing in Kabul, Afghanistan. A powerful explosion has rocked the Afghan capital, rattling windows, sending smoke billowing from Kabul's downtown area, about two blocks away from the U.S. embassy. Now, Afghan security forces were reportedly engaged in a firefight right now with gunmen who had worked their way into a ministry building in Kabul. This is being reported by Reuters. As many as 65 people so far have been injured in the blast, including many children, as the blast occurred near a school. Now, the explosion early Monday occurred as the streets in the capital were packed with morning commuters. Officials and police were at the scene of the blast, and few details were available, including casualties. Now, both the Taliban and the Islamic State operate in Kabul. So this attack comes as the Taliban and the United States are holding talks in the Middle Eastern state of Qatar, where the militant group maintains a political office.
Yeah, this is telltale signs of Taliban or ISIS, but this is what the Taliban used to do back in the day, especially when you mentioned near a school.
Yep.
The Taliban do not like, especially females, being educated.
Yep.
That's why we saw female schools being blown up and demolished the entire time we were fighting the Taliban over there. Mm-hmm. When we were at full bore over there. So, it's too early to know exactly who it is, but it's going to be one of those two groups. And the fact that we're actually talking to the Taliban, it could be a militant faction of the Taliban who doesn't even want us talking. Or it's ISIS trying to actually maintain relevancy over there. So.
Well, Vice President Joe Biden has claimed that just 5 years ago it would have been acceptable for a businessman to make fun of the To make fun of, well, somebody just sent me an instant message right in the middle of trying to read this. To make fun of a gay waiter, the Washington Examiner reported. Those in attendance at the event, which took place at the home of public relations executive and gay rights activist Roger Nijhuis, made it clear that that was not the case, at least not in their city. So he stepped in it again, Joe Biden.
Yeah, maybe 50 years ago, not five. I mean, you know, we've been having pride parades for at least 5 years. So no, it's 5 years ago it wasn't. But this, you know, this is the typical gaffe that you have coming from Joe Biden. Remember, I'm talking about people of East Indian descent, talking about donut shops and gas stations. I mean, this is what the guy does. When he goes off script, he always steps in it. So he was trying to improvise here. He's already feeling the pressure already, and he's starting to make stupid mistakes. But this is Joe Biden. You know, if you put a gaffe reel together on Joe Biden, it would probably last 2 hours.
Well, here's what we found out in the last debate. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
They speak Spanish. We don't. They are not U.S. citizens or legal residents. We are. They broke the rules to get into this country. We didn't. They pay few or no taxes. We already pay most of the taxes. They willingly get themselves into debt. We're asked to write it off. They don't pay the premiums for private health insurance. We're supposed to give up ours in exchange for some VA-type nightmare. They don't start enterprises that create employment and drive innovation. We're expected to join the candidates in demonizing the job creators and breaking up their businesses and taxing them to hilt. That's my initial observation.
No, that sounds like the platform of every single person who was on the stage both mm-hmm. nights.
Yep.
You know, if you're a producing American, then you are either the person that's supposed to pay for it or you're the problem.
Yeah. And here comes the funny part. Where was Beto over the weekend after the debate? Do you know?
Well, I know he was campaigning, but the area he was campaigning in is kind of weird.
He was campaigning in Mexico, going down there talking to the people that had been granted asylum that went back to Mexico to wait their turn, and that's where he was campaigning. What the hell is he up to?
Oh, he's taking a page out of, if you remember, he's taking a page out of Barack Obama's book. You know, Obama didn't go down to Mexico to campaign, but he did go to Europe.
Yeah.
You know, so this is the idea that we're a globalist kind of nation where outsiders get to influence our electoral process. And you just heard me say that right. Mm-hmm. What were they saying about who having influence over the elections last time around?
Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and also host of the Underground USA podcast. Don't go anywhere. I shall return, and there's a lot more going on here. A couple more stories I got to get out there, too, when Frank comes back. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call in.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive is four different dealerships. It's Moss Nissan in Crystal River, Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs, and Moss Family Chevrolet, Northdale Mabry here in Tampa. And right now, any new Chevy or Nissan or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family inventory, you can go to a special website and check out what kind of financing you qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. The Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida, and they are the original home of You Serve, You Save, a program that saves active duty military and all veterans plus first responders too, active or retired, a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with your approved credit. Just check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you an extra $500 on whatever deal you make. All right. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is back with us. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
You know, Beto, we talked about where he's at. How about if we talk about what's going on down in Venezuela for just a second? It seems that El Presidente Maduro took one of his naval officers that didn't particularly agree with him and arrested him, took him to jail. His henchmen roughed the guy up, wound up killing him because when he was taken to court to be, adjudicated for whatever was going on, the judge immediately ordered him taken to a hospital, and he died a few hours later. So that's how they take care of their dissidents.
Yeah, kind of amazing this guy is still in power. And the story has fallen from the headlines, everybody's attention span has let Venezuela off the hook. But this guy is not only a despot, he's turning into a ruthless despot. And, we really do as a world community, because we are told all the time that we're supposed to be doing things in concert with other countries. We can never act unilaterally. Well, that's the case, and the world's got to kick it up a little bit, because this guy's got to go.
You're right.
He has destroyed his country.
Yep.
He is oppressing his people, and now he's starting to kill the tractors.
Yep.
This is nothing short of Mao Zedong.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Speaking of which, AOC is back in the news again. She took another shot at Amazon, saying that they don't provide their workers with a livable wage, even though Amazon pays a starting wage of at least $15 an hour and a lot more in some areas, depending on what the job is you're going to do. But I also understand that in New York City, it takes about $30 an hour just to live at a 40-hour-a-week salary.
Well, if she's going off someone making $15 an hour in her district, then yeah, it would be kind of hard to make ends meet. But that's because of all the taxes.
Yep.
That New York City and New York State and the county that she's in impose upon people's wages.
Yep.
So how about this, AOC? How about making $15 an hour a livable wage?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of always wanting to raise the minimum wage, why doesn't government vest itself in the interest of the people by making sure $15 an hour is something that they can live on and diminish the taxes so people can actually do that?
Well, remember Bill de Blasio said during the debate that he would like to make the United States of America as great as he's made New York City.
Bill de Blasio is an idiot.
Understatement of the year, my friend.
Yeah, he's an idiot. New York City, since Rudy Giuliani, has not only cratered, it started to drill into the crust of the earth.
Mm-hmm. And the Democrats' clown show of presidential candidates is continuing to roll along with the he said, she said, and you need to get out. No, you need to get out. And I'm better than you are. And all that stuff going on back and forth. I mean, we've got 25 candidates now. 25 candidates.
Yeah, and they're all screaming, I know you are, but what am I? It's like getting into the middle of an argument on a third grade playground. And the one thing that they all have in common that they could all agree on is that we have to take more money away from producers in the United States to pay for things so everyone can have something for quote unquote free.
Mm-hmm.
But there is nothing free when the government gets involved, and that's why people who understand capitalism want government out of it.
Yep.
But for making a level playing field. You're not supposed to rob Peter to pay Paul. The government is not Robin Hood. But this is what these people tend to believe. They think that your wallet or your purse is their domain to stick their hand in anytime they want to give it to somebody else. When your platform is, I've got to give you something for free, that's called bribery, people.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some decent policy that you want to do when you get into office. It's going to benefit everybody, not just pitting people against one another. This entire gaggle of people, all they want to do is demonize producers by saying that they want to take from them to give to the people who don't or who have less.
Mm-hmm.
That's redistribution of wealth. I know people got tired of hearing it during Barack Obama, but it's the truth.
Yep.
Redistribution of wealth is not what government is supposed to be about.
Now, did you hear about Antifa over the weekend and what they did to a conservative reporter and an elderly individual that was an innocent bystander? They beat the heck out of this reporter, not once, not twice, but three times. And then one of those times in there, they came in there and beat the old person up, too. And this is Antifa. And I really believe it's about time to declare Antifa a domestic terrorist group.
Absolutely, and you'll notice that it's starting to rear its head because an election is coming up.
That's right.
You know, so this is not really a whole lot about anarchy. We used to have anarchist groups back in the 60s and the 70s as well.
Whether or not.
Yeah, they always used to pop up right around election time to cause some chaos. Well, who benefits from chaos?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who want to institute radical change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that modus operandi is not on the right side of the aisle.
Right. Now, did you see the new Trump press secretary, Ms. Grisham, who got pushed around and shoved around in a scuffle with the North Korean guards that were there because she was trying to direct the press and they were trying to direct her and pushed her around, shoved her around? She said that she got bruised.
Yeah, I did see the video.
Yep. Well, what do you think of that? That was an international incident right off the bat.
Well, you know, sometimes when you're doing things on the fly, with President Trump did by not only meeting with him but crossing into North Korea for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
You're going to have uncoordinated things like that. Should they have been manhandling a White House official? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we did see a president actually set foot into North Korea, a sitting president. It shows that he's willing to talk and he's willing to negotiate with anybody without giving the farm away. So I won't say collateral damage, but I'm sure it was an experience for her.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to dwell on this, but Senator Lindsey Graham is saying that Senator Kamala Harris is now a force to be reckoned with because she suddenly shot up to number three in the poll standings and raised a whole bunch of money last week.
Well, I'm sure that helped Kamala Harris's base configuration, because when Lindsey Graham says anything, the left likes to glom onto it.
Yep.
I'm sure it ticked a bunch of people on the right off, because Lindsey should shut his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have to announce this with a heavy heart, because Luis Alvarez, a New York Police Department detective, one of the heroes of September 11th, who spent 3 months sifting through the debris and the rubble looking for evidence that they needed to have to put a case against whoever, has died over the weekend at the age of 53. He made his last public appearance when they were looking for the 9/11 Victims Fund money that the government gave him when he was there with and he passed away.
Well, and my condolences to his family and his friends and all the other people who dug on the hole and were, you know, that was a family that came together that day.
That's right.
And
stayed
and
that way.
The government should not be jacking with funds to help them.
With what
people are suffering from that day.
You bet.
It's a shame that it's disgusting that they are, and they got to stop playing politics with that.
You bet. All right, we'll talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, and we will be back with more. And the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback Mondays and Fridays. That would be Patrick Hyland, so don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with a lot more coming your direction.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump went to North Korea. It was a short but very historic visit, as he was the first to cross into the country from the demilitarized zone. He was there greeted by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who spoke through his interpreter.
I've never expected to meet you at this place.
Then, just after that,
President Trump has just walked across the demarcation line that made him the first U.S. president to visit our country.
이 행동 자체만 보시지 말고.
They posed for pictures in the north, then they both walked together to meet with South Korean President Moon Jae-in in the south.
A lot of really positive things are happening, and I'm glad you to be here to see it, but tremendous positivity. Really great things are happening, and in a lot of places, but we met and we liked each other from day one, and that was very important.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends down there at Mixon Fruit Farms Groveside Cafe. Now, you heard about Mixon Fruit Farms, but did you know about the Groveside Cafe? That's the hidden gem of Bradenton. And I'll tell you what, you got to truck on into Mixon Fruit Farms and try some of that great food that they've got for lunch at the Groveside Cafe. Now, Mixon's renowned Cuban sandwich is incredibly delicious. People from all over the world, even Miami, say it's the best they've ever had, and I completely agree. I like the Cuban sandwich. Believe me, their pressed Cuban is absolute perfection. And the Mixon Groveside Cafe is open Monday through Saturday for lunch, so get in there today. Call ahead for a to-go order, 941-748-5829. And Mixon loves their local regulars. Skip the line. Call ahead. Place an order. 941-748-5829. And don't forget for dessert, Oh, the orange swirl ice cream. You're gonna love it. Love it, love it, love it. All righty. Tell me, Captain sent you too while you're at it. All right, Patrick Kylan, the insurance quarterback, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Great day in the neighborhood yesterday. The Wounded Warriors finished their games, and they're on their way to San Antonio for next year.
Well, you know, just a great event here. Tampa Bay did it upright, Captain.
Huge crowds.
Oh, and that's a nice thing. This area does support their veterans, their warriors, and it's nice. The MacDill Air Force Base, great steadfast here in the community for a lot of years, and people respect and appreciate them more than other parts of this country, which is nice to see, to say the least.
Well, we are a veteran-oriented state, and we're right here where we sit here with CENTCOM and MacDill Air Force Base, and obviously there's a lot of military, regular military here, and certainly a great deal of veterans that have settled in this area. Now, let's cut right to the chase and get moving. Where do you want to start?
I want to start with NASCAR, man. Alex Bowman holds off Kyle Larson.
All right.
Win.
First win.
Yeah, his first one. I'm very happy for the young man. He seems like a good kid. He's had a few runner-ups.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to finally get one, you know. When you do 134 races and you haven't won one, it can get on you. Now, he's still a young man, 26 years of age, but it's nice. You know, now he's going to try to keep chasing for the championship. Sometimes when you get one rolling, Captain, and you can really make things happen. So
that's
we'll
true.
That happens, you know. So
that's
I
true.
Hope, you know, up there in Joliet, Illinois, just outside of Chicago, less than an hour.
Home of the federal, home of the state prison. State prison.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, Captain.
That's where Al Capone went.
Yeah, that's right. I like to think of it more positive down here in Tampa Bay, where Mr. Mike Allstott played for us, Purdue graduate, great football player, a lot of people around football circles remember him. He was
well. Speaking of football, let's go there next. How about the preseason and where we're going here? The teams are starting to shape up. There's been some activity, if you will. Of course, we lost our big defensive tight tackle. He's going over to what, Atlanta? Is that where he went?
No, he went up to Carolina.
Carolina, okay, Atlanta, Gerald McCoy. All right, Atlanta.
Same
sorry,
division. That's why you
here
thought
I go
of
again.
It, you know, well,
I got Atlanta on my mind.
Well, the Falcons, it's going to be interesting to see how they do this year up there in good old Atlanta, Georgia. If they can put it together, they've lost some people, but they've gained some. And we'll see if Matt Ryan can get back to his old self, Matty Ice. But that's a tough division. You know, a lot of people listening out there in Slidell, Louisiana, are going to root in their Saints.
And of course they are.
Got, you know, I think another year left. Drew Brees has a shot. This is their year to make or break it. And a lot of people say if they didn't have that bad pass interference call, they would have been in the Super Bowl against New
England. What's this, his 15th year or something like that?
Oh, yeah, Cap. Yep, it sure is. Yeah, Drew's played a lot of years. And, just a great, great guy. Great for that community. He helps out in the New Orleans community, the Slidell community. It's just a great area. And, then the Bucks. You know, that's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough division for them.
Baseball. What's going on with the baseball?
Oh.
We just had Boston and the Red Sox, and the Yankees over in England.
Yeah, that was something else. And a lot of scoring out there. But pitching was optional in that series.
What was it, 17-14 or something like that?
Yeah, 17.
And the Red Sox won.
Yeah. No, the Yankees won.
The Yankees won?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, it's been just crazy what's been going on out there. And then, we'll have the All-Star game here shortly, Captain. In about,
next week, I think.
Yeah, you're correct. Next week. Today's the 1st of July. Happy July to everybody. And then we'll see what that's when it all starts, really. The Rays trying to claw back into it. They're getting the bats going. They need to add another bat, though, and maybe another pitcher. And then they could do something to make that very scary. Texas Rangers looking good, too. The wild card is going to be something else, Captain, in baseball this year in the American League and also in the National League. The Cubbies are starting to look better.
But I'm not sure, but I think the Rays are still, even though they were four games under 500 for the month, I believe they're still 11 games up.
Oh, absolutely.
Above 500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're correct. And then also, they're still a half a game up in the wild card race, so they're fine. Mm-hmm. They just got to keep plugging along and continue to play good baseball. And people have to realize they're on such a hot pace, you're going to have a little bit of a downturn. It's just inevitable. Nobody can keep that pace up. It's just not.
So what else is going on?
Well,
basketball, we had this big deal trade signing.
Yeah.
In New York, the New Jersey Nets?
Looks like Durant's going to go to New Jersey, man. And I'm curious what's going to happen there, if Kyrie is going to go from the Celtics over there to hook up with him. There's something going on.
There is something going on, and I think that I heard that there was in the deal that they were going to play together.
And that's it. That's what it's all about. They're trying to team up with people. I thought maybe Kawhi Leonard, the Toronto Raptors superstar captain, just winning it all. Those two might have hooked up there in Toronto, and then after that, they might have hooked up somewhere else. But wasn't in the cards. Mr. Durant will not play next year. There's just no way after the injury he had. So they're just going to count on him to get back to his old self after that Achilles.
Well, say good morning. Say good morning to Scott James and say hello to Valdosta State.
Valdosta State, what a cool place, Captain. That is just a interesting part of our country.
Well, they won the national title in their division.
They did. But what I really love about that community is they support that, but they also support the youth and the high school football like it's going out of style. That's been rated number one in America for sports for the youth in the high schools. And I dig that. I like that they support the people there. Real neat place. Not too far from a place that good old Bob Day in Georgia with those great onions. You can't go wrong with those, Captain.
Moody Air Force Base.
That's right. That's right. So it's a neat part of our country and a part of Georgia. And, you know, we love it being here in Tampa, Florida. You can be there in less than 4 hours.
Tell us about what you do.
Well, I help out people with their insurances, Captain, civilians, and veterans. And I help out the veterans with their veterans' benefits. And I just try to get people out of debt, Captain. I try to get them on the financial right track and not to get themselves in a bad position, as well as get them into financial situations to where they will prosper and not take risk. And then I just get them the necessary insurances they need, we all need, to protect ourselves and our families. And I find the best companies for them at the best prices. And make it reasonable and fair and do what's right for people, because that's what it's all about. If you do that, you can't go wrong. And anybody, feel free to call me, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. And I can help you out. I'll get you a book. It's called Mission 1 Million. When you get that book, you'll read it. You'll see about 7 to 10 things in there about wealth building, about eliminating credit card debt. Some debt is good, Captain. You'd rather pay 3.5% to 4% on your mortgage and find a way to get 8% to 9% and make that money that way. And at the same time, protect your family. God forbid you prematurely exit this earth to meet the Lord and Savior. So that's what it's all about, Captain. And that's what I do every day to help out people. And then I love sports with a passion because I played sports all my life. I still do. And I love talking about that too. So that's what I'm all about, Captain. I appreciate you having me on the show, introducing me to the veterans and helping them out, and also your civilian friends, too, helping them out with their needs. And again,
aren't,
my name is Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. Yes, sir?
Aren't you the one to learn how to speak A?
Up in Canada, baby.
A?
Canada. Oh, man, that's funny.
Tomorrow, by the way, who is the best Canadian football player ever?
Ooh, man,
Doug Flutie. Doug Flutie was voted the best Canadian football player of all time. He was, Doug Flutie.
Yeah, and Morinwin wasn't half bad either, Captain.
I know. Anyway. All right. Got to run.
All right, brother. Take care, babe.
All right. That's Patrick Heidel, the insurance quarterback. Find out more about him by giving him a call at 813-966-1052. I had to look up the number over here in the wall. All righty. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolling on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and now it's time for our beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. All right. righty. Well, today for the Sun Coast, the Nature Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, it's going to be a warm day. We'll have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high of about 93. The heat index today as high as 102. West winds 3 to 8 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation today, 20%. Tomorrow, more of the same, high 94, heat index as high as 105. Then Wednesday, more of the same, with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. However, that will all look that way pretty much the rest of the week. Independence Day, 30% chance of showers, high near 94, heat index over 100 degrees. So here we go. For this morning, Monday morning, isolated early morning storms. Northwest winds may pick up 10 to 15 miles an hour. There is currently a light chop out there, 1 to 2 feet. However, when the wind picks up a little bit, we'll have a moderate chop at 2 to 3 feet if we get any of these storms. Now, the Gulf water temperature, in lieu of the storms we've had lately, has dropped down now to 89 degrees. The bay water temperature, 88 degrees. Still warm for this time of the year. It will be mostly cloudy this morning, and this afternoon sunning up a little bit more. The high tide happened at 2:21 a.m. this morning. The low tide coming at 5:44. Well, actually, 5:44 just happened 6 minutes ago. So there you go. So we're right now at low tide out there. Now, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, because the numbers at Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay tell an amazing story. Now, when you join the Freedom Boat Club, you have access to over 400 boats at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. They have 185 locations all across the country, as well as 3 in Canada and 2 in France. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 24 ports, with 2 more coming soon. And now you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee, plus if you're an active-duty military member, a veteran, or a first responder, active or retired, or work in a medical profession in any capacity, or if you're a school teacher, add an extra $500 to the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. All you pay after that is a monthly fee. Now, just load up the cooler, bring the fishing poles, and you're out for a day of fun on the water. Bring the boat back, hand the dock master your keys, and you are done. It's that simple. Your membership also gives you reciprocity at all other Freedom Boat Club locations all across the country, including Canada. And all you have to do is go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com. That's freedomboatclubtampabay.com. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And always tell them the captain sent you. Who knows? You might get some extra freebies out of the deal, and it's been known to happen. So there you go. Now, the interesting thing last week about polls and looking at different questions that were asked was voters were asked a question about whether or not they saw the Democratic presidential hopefuls is more liberal and extreme than what they had figured they would be. And voters did, in fact, see most of the Democratic presidential candidates as more liberal than they were, and rated their agenda as outside the mainstream. So, a new Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey found that just 25% of likely U.S. voters considered most of the announced candidates for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination to be about the same as they are in political terms. Meantime, 54% say that most of the candidates were more liberal than they were, and 13% thought they were way, way more liberal than anybody had ever been before. So apparently, add the numbers up, 54 and 13, 67% believe that the Democrats are out of touch with the mainstream. And some of these people polled, by the way, were Democrats. This was not a Republican poll. This was an open poll to Republicans and Democrats. Now, last week, President Trump ended the week with a daily job approval of 49%. That's higher than Barack Obama was at this current time in his presidency, and he's doing very well, mostly because of the economy. Obviously, you just heard me say voters see the most of the Democratic presidential candidates as more liberal as they are and rate their agenda as outside the mainstream. That's a problem for the Democrats. And voters are more worried about a nuclear attack from Iran, but most think President Trump's stepped-up sanctions against the Iranians will force them to back off their nuclear program. In addition, a number of top senators have been briefed by the Pentagon recently, and they agree with what the president is doing when it comes to not only the border, but also Iran. Now, not to be outdone, voters rank Donald Trump well ahead of Barack Obama in his handling of the economy at this point in his presidency. Trump's national security approval is at the high level his predecessor enjoyed just after killing the 9/11 mastermind, Osama bin Laden. How about them apples? All right, and let's go to the telephone line. I think I've got Ian on the line. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, it's me. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, real quick. There's two things Trump can do. I can guarantee that he'll win the election. If he'll solidify his base, and he'll get the independents and the same working-class Democrats, what's left of them, he needs to start the deportation, the mass deportation things. You know, Trump is doing good on a lot of fronts, but on immigration, he's talking the talk, but he's not walking the walk, and his base is starting to get tired of it. He needs to follow through on his deportation threat. But another thing is, the Democrats don't know it, but in these last two debates, and they'll do it again, when they offered health care to anybody that shows up, health care to illegal aliens, to invaders, okay, to freeloaders, they just killed themselves. They cut their own throat.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to stop you for a minute because I just did a little research while you were talking. A judge stopped the deportation temporarily anyway.
Yeah, well, the problem is the judges have been affected with communism, too. But at any rate, the Democrats, like I said, they don't even know it, but they cut their throat. But that them offering, okay, free health care to illegal aliens, the Republicans are smart. They're going to pound on that from now till the end of election day. Because I got news for you, Captain. I can't afford health care, but then again, I don't need it because I'm healthy. I work out, I exercise, I eat right, I don't do drugs. I didn't call up to tell you I'm a saint. I'm just calling up to tell you I take care of myself. And I know people need health care. Fortunately, I don't need it. But you know what? I can't get it if I wanted it anyway. It's out of reach. I can't afford it. Okay? The Democrats just hung themselves. But you know, knowing the Republicans the way I do, they'll let it pass and they won't pounce on it. But that's the two ways I think that he can wrap this up. He needs to start the deportation things ASAP, and they need to pound on this health care for illegal aliens.
I agree.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks, Ann. Very good call, and it's a great way to end the telephone night here. And by the way, this final minute of the program brought to you by our good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. The big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. And don't forget, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and Douglas Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store and wave at those red, white, and blue trucks when you see them out there that say Dominic's on them during the daytime. All righty. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. That's 941-922-2345 and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, the end of another great day, the way to start your week on a Monday, and we're happy that you were able to join us last night. A lot of calls, a lot of communication on the Facebook page, and don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, check out the website, and you can communicate with us over there. Tell us what's on your mind. I'll be back tonight with more. Many of these same stations. Don't go anywhere. Great programming coming up, including Scott James. I'll see you tonight, everybody. God bless America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.